Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Naturo Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this two-part NaturoCrit podcast, episode 8, titled, quote, "The 2015 Iowa NPA Naturopathy Bill," unquote, I will compare naturopathy's preponderance, the web pages of the Iowa Naturopathic Physicians Association, INPA, its members and their ND school alma maters, and the language of INPA's 2015 draft naturopathy licensure law. Episode question. And my overarching question for this NaturoCrit podcast episode 8 is, quote, how does the language of the 2015 Iowa draft ND licensure law compare to naturopathic preponderance, unquote. Episode 8, part 1, main body, naturopathy's preponderance. I will use as main trunk type source material in this section to describe naturopathy's preponderant innards, the infamous Oregon.gov naturopathy webpage, and OCR'd pages of the Textbook of Natural Medicine, 4th edition, and, quote, Getting to the Root, unquote, by N.D. Lang, who co-authored the homeopathy chapter in that Textbook of Natural Medicine. Oregon.gov. Now, I call this page infamous because, by political decree, you have the state of Oregon embracing as science the profoundly science ejected. In that sense, the state of Oregon is a partner to naturopathic preponderant falsehood. Who has ever heard of such a thing? A supposed profession that cannot be trusted. A state of the union promoting abject falsehood. In this here 2015. And with this all codified in terms of .gov institutionalization, the Oregon.gov naturopathy webpage is quite here to stay, in my humble opinion, and therefore it's quite useful as a group consensus in establishing naturopathy's preponderant innards. The first result, when you do a google.com web search, site colon Oregon.gov, quote, life force, unquote, is Oregon.gov's Board of Naturopathy page, quote, naturopathy, unquote. It has been archived in this iteration since 2012, and I have pushed it into archive.org this 2015. We're told on that page, quote, a naturopathic physician has a doctorate of naturopathic medicine degree from a 4-year graduate level naturopathic medical college with admissions requirements comparable to those of conventional medical schools. They are educated in conventional medical sciences. The practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from 6 underlying principles of healing, which are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are continually re-examined in the light of scientific analysis, unquote. So part of naturopathy's innards is the categorical claim of able to survive rigorous scientific scrutiny. And within those principles, we're told by Oregon.gov, quote, methods of treatments are chosen to work with the patient's vital force, respecting the intelligence of the natural healing process, the healing power of nature. Vis medicatrix naturae, the body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force. The physician's role is to facilitate and augment this process. Symptoms are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself. The physician must also make a commitment to his/her personal and spiritual development in order to be a good teacher. And there's homeopathic medicine. This powerful system of medicine is more than 200 years old. Homeopathic medicines act to strengthen the body's innate healing response, unquote. So within naturopathy's categorical label of science is what is exterior to science. That is what is the preponderant naturopathic epistemic conflation, falsehood, and absurdity irrationalism. You can find this same contents at the ND School within the state of Oregon, National College of Natural Medicine. The Textbook of Natural Medicine, 4th edition. The 4th edition of the Textbook of Natural Medicine, which I own in paper and which I have entirely OCR'd into searchable PDF format, is edited by NDs Pizzorno and Murray and was published in 2013. Its ISBNs are 143-772-3330 and 978-143-772-3335. The paper book is $171 shipped at Amazon Prime, currently this February 2015. And this book is all about naturopathy's premises and supplements as supplements, herbs, and homeopathics to treat specific diseases. There are tons of citations in a Gish Gallop kind of manner at the end of every chapter. And in light of the recent naturopath Lindsay Duncan Dr. Oz fiasco, in which Duncan was promoting a supplement with fabricated claims for his own gain without revealing the conflict of interest, I'm wondering, what are the interests of the editors and authors here in terms of these products? I don't know, but I can't help but ask, since we are in such a shady area, cui bono, as I murder Latin, to whose benefit? The results could be surprising. Or perhaps not. The book states Andy Pizzorno has interests in Bioclinical Naturals, a supplement company, and Andy Murray's interest in Natural Factors nutritional products are deep. He has a line of supplements named after him there. And I'll add this. When you claim to be a textbook, I think there is a certain kind of institutional level academic integrity postured. And you better be right, because when you are wrong, you are societally erosive. Now, the Textbook of Natural Medicine states naturopathy is science-based. Quote, now in its 4th edition, the Textbook of Natural Medicine is the gold standard in science-based natural medicine, and it speaks of evidence-based coverage of more than 70 diseases and conditions, unquote. And we're told by the editors N.D. Murray and N.D. Pizzorno, quote, the scientific support for the philosophical and therapeutic foundation of natural medicine has evolved remarkably over the past 35 years, unquote. And we're also told, quote, In naturopathic thinking, this is the removal of obstacles to cure, which allows the emerging action of the vis medicatrix naturae, the vital force, the healing power of nature. This is the first step in the hierarchy of healing and what naturopathic physicians may call the overarching model in the clinical theory of naturopathic medicine, the therapeutic order, unquote. So there's that vitalism within that science label, and we're told, quote, we exist as part of complex patterns of matter, energy, and spirit, unquote. There's supernaturalism within science, supposedly. So hand out the Nobels. Well, actually, no. According to the next generation science standards, vitalism is actually an epitome of that which has been science ejected. And according to the National Center for Science Education, vitalism and supernaturalism posed as science in the classroom is unacceptable. Quote, science does not, in fact, cannot study, explain, or judge non-scientific issues or supernatural belief systems. Non-scientific notions such as geocentrism, flat earth, creationism, young earth, astrology, psychic healing, and vitalistic theory, therefore, cannot legitimately be taught, promoted, or condoned as science in the classroom, unquote. Now, that was written in 1995 by the National Association of Biology Teachers. Back then, there were only about half as many naturopathy schools in the US and Canada as there are now. And to just make one more observation about the textbook of natural medicine, the book has at least 408 instances of the root, quote, homeop, unquote, with 214 of them within the homeopathy chapter. So that is a science subset homeopathy claim overall. The homeopathy chapter 39, co-authored by N.D. Lang, states, quote, homeopathy plays an important role in the context of modern naturopathic medicine. Naturopathic medical schools in the United States have remained one of the few resources for clinical training in homeopathy. And Similimum is the journal of the Homeopathic Academy of Naturopathic Physicians, unquote. Homeopathy is, of course, fused to nature cure, therein creating the term naturopathy. And searching with the root effica, as in efficacious, in that homeopathy chapter, we're told, quote, combination homeopathic medicines. Many studies support their efficacy. Demonstration of efficacy in clinical trials. Efficacy and activity beyond placebo. The effects and efficacy of homeopathic substances. Published studies demonstrated the efficacy of homeopathic treatment for treatment of headache, bruising, cancer-related symptoms, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children, asthma, upper respiratory tract infections, otitis media, arthritis, allergies, male infertility, influenza, cardiac insufficiency, herpes, osteoarthritis, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, and chronic fatigue syndrome, efficacy in the control of stillbirths, those aware of its efficacy, unquote. Now, a typical chapter for treating a disease, such as chapter 178, quote, infectious diarrhea, unquote, written by N.D. Bongiorno of New York A&P of previous podcast episodes, will tout, quote, therapeutic considerations, unquote. Included is, quote, homeopathy, unquote, with such remedies suggested as, quote, podophyllum, aloe, china, mercurius, phosphorus, nux vomica, sulfur, aconite, veratrum album, and arsenicum, unquote. And look at me getting all misty-eyed. I feel like I'm back in clinic at UBCNM during my ND school days, listening to either ND Fine or ND Hirschberger or ND Nash. And ND Bongiorno tells us in that chapter, quote, given the safety and historical effectiveness of homeopathy, it should be thoroughly considered as part of the natural medicine practitioner's therapeutic choices, unquote. Because magic beans, unicorn tears, and flying carpets are on the table in naturopathy land as effective choices. What is rather interesting in the book, too, is that its section 5, quote, pharmacology of natural medicines, unquote, has no homeopathic remedies in it. The book tells us on page 95, quote, homeopathy is a special case in standardization, in that chemical standards are largely irrelevant for remedies that rely on ultra-dilutional remedies that may contain no molecules of the material originally potentized, unquote. Such a special case. I think that's quite an inadvertent admission. There is no there there. Andy Lang's book. Since Andy Lang co-authored that textbook of natural medicine homeopathy chapter, I thought it would be interesting to look at his, quote, getting to the root, treating the deepest source of disease, unquote, which is ISBN 1556-433-956, and which was published in 2002. The jacket tells us that he ran Bastyr's homeopathy department. Bastyr, which Andy Pizzorno lauds as, quote, science-based, unquote. The same N.D. Pizzorno, whose 1996 book, quote, Total Wellness, unquote, equates naturopathy's vital force with spirit. Now, you can get the book for about $4 shipped at Amazon.com. We're told on the book's jacket about, quote, the root, unquote. Quote, when he writes of getting at the root, he means the real core of disease, where the most serious and intractable maladies hold their deepest grip. Commoditized medicines mainly treat symptoms, unquote. So there's that claim that naturopathy does what other things can't. The insinuation that regular medicine only treats symptoms, and naturopathy can get to the real cause and fix it. Now, that cause, generally speaking, as we'll see, is a figmentation, the vital force. So I think in creating a fake solution to an artificial problem, well, to me, that reminds me of racketeering. Its imprint mentions the two Library of Congress subjects, quote, homeopathy and vitalism, unquote. The book states, quote, this book is an investigation. It engages a vitalistic philosophy in which our study of the body views consciousness as the central influence on physiology. Vitalism is the recognition of the life force as the organizing substratum of material form. Vitalism recognizes a capacity for the organism to self-regulate, to maintain or reestablish homeostasis. Its vitalistic perspective is to understand the inner state of the patient and prescribe at the deepest level possible. Historically, vitalism has been an attempt to engage the life force or soul. A life force or spirit, the spiritual or metaphysical. In the treatment of disease, since science has overwhelmingly rejected the possibility of such influences by isolating the description of human life solely to its physiological models, vitalistic methods have been ignored or condemned, unquote. Let me spend some time unpacking that. We have vitalistic equals consciousness, which equals life force, which equals soul, which equals spirit, which equals spiritual, which equals metaphysical. Just like Andy Pizzorno's, quote, total wellness, unquote, equation. And there's quite an admission of how exterior or fringe all that is to modern science. And here's quite an admission of how unlimited science has to become to include a, quote, life force, unquote. Andy Lang writes, quote, the scientific method that has come to dominate modern medicine is only one representation of science. It ignores what is beyond its method, unquote. So, instead of playing within the rules, obviously, naturopathy needs to change them to lower the bar. But Andy Lang's book is so weird, honestly, that I'll hopefully get to basing an entire multi-part episode on it. Preponderantly, what is all this stuff, historically speaking? Historically speaking, the textbook of natural medicine has been around for quite a while, claiming science and efficacy upon its contents. I have its first edition, which was printed as a three-hold, two-binder set and is dated 1988. Naturopathy claims homeopathy is effective, and it claims supplements are effective. I don't recall there being a less effective than supplements claim to homeopathy by naturopathy land. In fact, though an empty placebo remedy, homeopathy is instead usually called, quote, powerful, unquote. Obviously, historically speaking, I am globally skeptical of naturopathy's claims of efficacy for anything, with values being so reversed and all. For instance, placebo equals powerful. And these supposedly noticeably effective therapies, as supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, and all the diseases that are listed as treatable in the book by them, well, they've been trumpeting or quacking at full pitch for decades in the textbook of natural medicine that supplements, herbs, and homeopathics are as effective as drugs, without that stuff ever really changing the game. How can something so, quote, science-based, unquote, and in evidence for so long make no mark across the medical science landscape? Where is the revolutionary news that such is now better, or at least rather good, when compared to something medical doctors use as standard of care? It has been 30 years. Where's news for even one of these conditions being improved in a convincing manner by naturopathy's supplements, herbs, and homeopathics? I pay attention to the media, and I'm sure naturopathy would hugely get behind promoting such news. And the news likes news. Yet, when you look at what naturopathy has put its research money behind in those 30 years, for instance, at Bastyr University, in studying what I would assume are the most promising compounds applied in the most newsworthy way, what do we have as results? No effect. For instance, Bastyr has researched St. John's wort, as reported in 2008's, quote, St. John's wort no better than placebo for ADHD, Bastyr study finds, unquote. You'd also think that the NCCAM, or NCCIH, as it's now known, would also spend their research monies wisely and most self-benefitingly in terms of researching what's most promising to generate good news. And what do we have after spending so many millions in research dollars, the results of no effect found? I would think that so many compounds for so many conditions would score a goal once in a while. But what do we have? No game-changing revolution. Maybe the only way to see newsworthy effects is to put on the same kind of reality-distorting lens that naturopathy views homeopathy, Reiki, applied kinesiology, craniosacral therapy, colon irrigation, and kind with. Because when I see homeopathy's magic beans claimed as effective and powerful, I'm thinking standards are so low now that the naturopathic belief system sees no difference between effective and placebo. INPA's web pages. Now, I've been meaning to podcast about Iowa naturopathy, and what got me finally moving is, ironically, an email from INPA on January 31st, 2015, titled, quote, Iowa Naturopathic Physicians Association Newsletter, unquote. On Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, I tend to follow, and therefore get postings on, the things I disagree with as much as the stuff I support. But an email from the Iowa Naturopathy Organization, well, this one was something that I took as a call for action for some reason. INPA wants some direct love, and I will be direct and detailed in what follows. The email stated, quote, The Iowa Naturopathic Physicians Association, INPA, is a physician-led organization pursuing licensure for the state of Iowa. Our goal is to create and maintain legislation that allows for full scope of practice for naturopathic physicians, NDNMD, within our level of training. The bill numbers and subcommittee members in both chambers have been assigned. They are Senate Bill SSB 1067 and House Bill HSB 51. Please email the members of both subcommittees and let them know you support the licensure of naturopathic physicians in Iowa, unquote. And it is suggested that a letter be sent, which should read, quote, "Dear Senator or Representative, licensure of NDs will provide residents of Iowa access to quality health care. All Iowans deserve access to safe, responsible, qualified health care providers. Science and evidence-based medicine of highly educated and trained providers of primary care, naturopathic physicians, who are a solution for the growing physician shortage." And it speaks of an undergraduate pre-med training followed by 4 years of graduate level education from a naturopathic school of medicine recognized by the U.S. Department of Education, and a national board exam. Licensure will also provide the state of Iowa proper oversight of the profession. Licensing will allow for the creation of integrative health centers in Iowa, such as the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, unquote. So I'll comment upon some things in the email. Quote, "Full scope of practice for naturopathic physicians," unquote. Well, if you follow from naturopathic's epistemic muddle, which is at their foundation, I believe, quote, "full scope," unquote, "of practice" is really permission to call legitimate the illegitimate, to call what's not science, science, to call what's a figmentation, in fact, to call what's highly implausible, very statistically certain. Quote, ND or NMD, unquote. Well, to me, that's just cruel for the general public to confuse them furthermore between MD, medical doctor, and NMD, as if they are just so close that the MD is actually kind of missing that N. And isn't that one of the criticisms naturopathy has of what they call medical doctor medicine or allopathic medicine? Again, a label I consider false, that those medical doctor MDs just don't include enough in their worldview the way NMDs do, since their view contains this world and what one may call other worlds, in the sense of the ideal, the metaphysical, the figmentatious. Quote, "quality healthcare, responsible, qualified, highly educated, science and evidence-based medicine," unquote. So I have to ask, is one getting quality when standards don't essentially exist or values are so reversed? Is one highly educated when one's idea of what is science at the doctoral level violates the science standards of K through 12? Is it responsible to claim the marketing and academic label, quote, "science and evidence-based," unquote, upon naturopathy when actually what has been labeled as such, the essentially naturopathic, is obviously actually not, quote, "the profession," unquote. Again, whenever I see naturopathy calling itself a profession, I have to ask, who has ever heard of a profession based upon falsehood? And, quote, "Cancer Treatment Centers of America," unquote. Oh, thank you for a CTCA mention. Now I can go there. Let's add a little bit to naturopathy's preponderance by way of a hospital as institution at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. There's the current page, quote, "Meet clinician blogger Christina Shannon, ND FABNO," unquote. FABNO is naturopathy's created board certification in oncology. Andy Shannon is a Bastyr ND graduate, and she states, quote, "One of my goals when I first chose the field of naturopathic medicine was to introduce this science to as many people as possible. Here at CTCA, I am fulfilling that goal each and every day," unquote. And yet the CTCA page, quote, "naturopathic medicine," unquote, states, quote, "throughout your treatment, your naturopathic physician will recommend natural therapies to support you during treatment, including homeopathic medicine, for specific health issues, because naturopathic physicians focus on the safe and effective use of evidence-based natural therapies, personalized, evidence-based naturopathic recommendations, unquote. How do we even begin to talk about the deception involved in treating people with cancer with placebos, as in homeopathy, falsely labeled, quote, effective, unquote, and, quote, evidence-based, unquote. The sidebar of the email reads that naturopathy, quote, addresses the cause of illness, thus eliminating expensive ongoing care by addressing and treating the cause of disease, the need for repeated, expensive, and often ineffective symptomatic treatment is eliminated. Naturopathic physicians use state-of-the-art diagnostic testing, thorough history, and complete physical examination to diagnose underlying causes of disease, unquote. So there's that insinuation, again, that naturopaths do what others, particularly medical doctors, can't or won't get to a cause are truly curative. And we're referred to, quote, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, 818 18th Street, Northwest, Suite 250, Washington, D.C., 20006, www.naturopathic.org, unquote. And of course, at naturopathic.org, the quite preponderant U.S. Naturopathy Guild headquarters, we are told quite falsely, in quote, Zicam is not homeopathy, unquote, that homeopathy is a, quote, medicinal science, unquote. Now, what I'm really curious about is how INPA describes naturopathy as compared to what Oregon.gov stated. What has been chosen to be included or excluded in presenting naturopathy to Iowans? Well, currently, there isn't even a page describing naturopathy's principles. Really? INPA apparently has shuttered or disappeared their naturopathy descriptive pages as they get into licensure mode this 2015. I guess we don't deserve to know, so we can then understand and then properly choose in an informed manner. Oh, what a wicked web we weave. Or maybe I should say, oh, what a wicked web that cannot be completely erased, because, as luck would have it, INPA naturopathy descriptive pages exist from a couple of years ago and are publicly accessible. At archive.org, the web address iowand.org has been crawled and saved since 2010. The page, quote, naturopathic medicine, unquote, last archived in 2013, states, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct and comprehensive form of medicine that blends. Naturopathic physicians are specifically trained to integrate as integrative doctors, unquote. How can you be distinct if you are the opposite of that word, blended or integrated, or as I commonly say, conflated? The page also states, quote, naturopathic practice is predicated upon the assumption that the human body is inherently capable of healing itself, unquote. And that's all you get. That, obviously, is coded vitalism, quite different from the language of Oregon.gov. We're also told, quote, training for naturopathic physicians includes homeopathic medicine. Homeopathic medicines are very small doses of natural substances that can stimulate the body's self-healing response, unquote. So, empty remedies and coded vitalism. Quote, education. Naturopathic physicians attend four-year graduate-level programs at institutions recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. There are currently six such schools in the United States. Naturopathic medical schools provide the same basic and clinical sciences coursework as conventional medical schools. In fact, ND programs often provide more pharmacology and physiology than conventional medical schools. The same pre-medical coursework required by conventional medical students is required for entry into a naturopathic medical school, unquote. And that's a kind of doctoral level, typical or better claim upon the naturopathy degree. And I'm always amazed, how can you state you study more physiology? And then at the core of naturopathy is the false physiological claim that the body is run by a, quote, life force, unquote. So if academically better were true, in my humble opinion, then why is naturopathy claiming 2 plus 2 equals 5, roughly speaking? And what I mean, bluntly, is that science is not typical science in naturopathy land. Bastyr says it best in, quote, Explore Bastyr Open House, unquote. Quote, Bastyr teaches a rigorous science-based curriculum with an emphasis on integrating mind, body, spirit, and nature. We take pride in our academic excellence, unquote. So we got science-based blended with the supernatural and the vitalistic. So we have something that's not rigorous academic excellence. In an academic categorical sense, we have science that contains the patently unscienceable or science ejected. A house so open that all the brains have fallen out, wherein science is anything, including the supernatural, as spirit, which is unscienceable, and vitalism, as nature, which is science ejected. And we're also told, quote, ND students must sit for and pass two board exams known as the Naturopathic Physician's Licensing Exam, NPLEX, an exam divided into two parts. Part 1 is the equivalent to the USMLE Step 1, and Part 2 is comparable to the USMLE Steps 2 and 3, with a slanted focus towards naturopathic therapeutics, unquote. The NPLEX, which falsely labels that naturopathic therapeutic homeopathy, quote, science, unquote. And we're also told, quote, Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. It was established in February 2001 to propel and foster the naturopathic medical profession by actively supporting the academic efforts of accredited and recognized schools of naturopathic medicine. Those member schools include Bastyr University, National College of Natural Medicine, National University of Health Sciences, and the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine. The school's Council on Naturopathic Medical Education's mission is quality assurance, serving the public by accrediting naturopathic medical education programs that voluntarily seek recognition that they meet or exceed CNME's standards, unquote. So there are all the perps, academically speaking, the quality assurance that isn't even categorically academically correct, and the once available page, quote, frequently asked questions, unquote, also last archived in 2013, states, quote, why license naturopathic physicians? Regulation ensures adequate standards in education and best practices, unquote. Makes you want to weep, really. Now, strangely, the only live INPA.org page right now is their homepage, which repeats or consolidates much of the once available, quote, naturopathic medicine, unquote, page. It states in part, quote, naturopathic medicine bridges the gap between natural and conventional medicine. It is a distinct and comprehensive form of medicine that blends. Naturopathic physicians are specifically trained to integrate, unquote. Again, that blending, that epistemic muddling. And we're told, quote, naturopathic practice is predicated upon the assumption that the body is inherently capable of healing itself, unquote. Again, that coded vitalism. So I would say, in comparison to Oregon.gov, INPA is quite opaque regarding naturopathy's supernatural and vitalistic essential core, and I often regard that opaqueness as a callousness regarding informed consent. This has been
the Natural Crit Podcast.